This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Country Duty Show on CliffCentral.com. My name is Dumisole. My handle is at Dumisole on Twitter. And I'm with the lovely...
Hello. My name is Katlego, officially known as SG. Welcome to the Country Duty Show on Cliff Central. It's lovely to have you here.
Yeah. First things first. We were expecting the Vets SRC. We spoke to them last week. We spoke to them this week regarding them arriving at the show and to discuss solutions or their proposal regarding student funding. And we are yet to see them. So if you're wondering why they're not here or if we don't have a guest, it's because we may have been stood up.
We may have been. We have been stood up. You know, it's best if you just take it at the chin and you just go with it from the get-go than sitting here waiting for somebody who's not going to be coming.
But the interesting thing, however, stood up or otherwise, I think there's so much that's happening in our country, and it's best that we actually talk about the current state of affairs. Before we even go there, perhaps we should just ask people, given what we've been dealing with, to give us a call on 0861 555 189. Of course, 189.
At ease. And our WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090.
Yeah, we will open the lines, take your WhatsApp, and just let's talk about this trauma that we're currently experiencing in this country.
And a trauma it has been. I mean, right now we're sitting on our edges. The whole country is at a standstill waiting to find out what the presidency has decided to do or will decide to do going forward. And they're just holding us, like, literally in the palm of their hands, not sure what to do. Like, we don't know whether we must rejoice, sit down and cry, or just go to sleep.
Indeed. But how was your week?
Oh, I had the best week ever. Well, like, Nana, so many things that were happening, that were supposed to be happening the way they were supposed to be happening, and they were just happening. You know, it was a happening week. It was a happening week. And yours, sir? Much better than last week. I know last week you didn't sleep.
Well, I thought it was going to be better, but it's still crazy. I feel like there aren't too many hours in a day. After this, one has to go work, but it is what it is.
It's because you're always on Twitter, sir.
So you think I don't pay bills and I'm always on Twitter and not working. But anyway, that's a perception. And I think most people think like that. But one is not fazed.
Because I've seen it. I mean, like, even Laola, you know, you'll just tell us in the morning, team, listen, I'm not going to be online today. I'm not feeling well. Remember, even Doc told you, Hori, you're going to be online. He knows it. And he saw it. And Veleka Neto, the whole day, you were still active.
The circumstances dictated otherwise.
Of course.
We're waiting and waiting, and we got there, and really nothing materialized. But we've been getting a host of DMs, SG, regarding funding, and it still is an issue. And I think, you know, with Vets SRC having been here, it could have been a very interesting and important conversation,
that
but they're not.
True. That's very true, because quite a lot of issues have been coming up as well. We also had the question about what happens to the students, or what is done about the students who falter or default on the marks after they have received the funding, and they don't then produce the results, or they drop out for whatever reason that it is outside of the funding reason, you know. So those are the kind of questions that we would have liked to put through to them and have questions answered to.
But in any event, I think our tweeps who are listening live on the show will send a few tweets, and we'll just discuss anything and everything that they want to talk about, particularly the CR17 versus Jay-Z.
Yo, the big showdown.
Yeah. Perhaps, you know, while we edit, we must just reflect how it all started. Did you think that it was going to happen? Were you eager?
That he was going to resign?
Yeah.
No. They've been protecting him the whole time. I said it even. You cannot, for the whole time, say that you're going to be, you're protecting this guy. And then the next thing, cutty last minute, 2 days later, you're just like, no, dude, you must resign. The question that he asked, what have I done from the last time when you guys said, I do not need to step down, and you guys were fighting my legal battles and paying for my legal fees, and you were defending me, to now? So the same charges that you were protecting me on last year, now this year you want me to go down for the same reasons that last year you were saying. It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
But anyway, do you think the ANC is protecting him, or he's just exercising his rights as a affected party like any other person would do in the circumstances? Who do you think is paying his legal fees, though?
South Africa. Aren't you paying his legal fees?
But surely he's accused Mr. Jacob Zuma and not the president accused, though. Surely there's a distinction, and we shouldn't be paying for his legal fees.
He's still the sitting president.
No, but there's no provision in law, as far as I understand it, that we have to be footing the bills. He's being accused as an individual. That's why it's Mr. Zuma. I think.
So there's a distinction between
party and state. It's always been, in my
view. Really? Because then that then applies across everywhere. Because if you look at the circumstances right now, you look at Life is to do many. They want to now step back and say that they are not responsible, but the office that they're holding is responsible, but not them as an individual. If that is the case, then it should apply across all state officials.
Of course, but what we're saying is, when Zuma committed all these criminal acts, he was not acting under his capacity as either a deputy president or otherwise. He was acting as an individual, and he should be liable for the cost. Interestingly, the EFF versus, and UDM rather, they've now sought for him to pay a security, so basically an upfront payment of, I think, 5 million rand. Do you think he has it?
I have no comment on Zuma's financial state of affairs.
I think he has it. Probably get it somewhere. From the certain people who are funding his watches.
Wait, because even VBS right now is being funded by Prasa or something like that, right?
VBS is clear. It presents the majority of people, and we're not giving it a chance. But we will see what we can do.
Yeah, but we still need to come and find out what this whole Prasa and VBS contract thing is that's going on, that scandal that's about to begin and all of that stuff, you know? Like, what is it? What's going on? How is it?
You know, sometimes one must be look at whether certain things are just allegations or not allegations. We can't just, cast aspersions on VBS because we think
they're sponsoring someone. I'm casting aspersions on Prasa, not necessarily VBS. I'm on all of them, actually.
No, I hear you. But let's see what it has in store. I think I'm going to start banking with them because I think they're quite a great bank. I think they offer reasonable fees, but let's see how it goes.
Okay, wow. I come in and you guys are talking about VBS.
Hey, Rami, really how are you?
Hello, Rami. You know.
Okay. I'm gonna be the first one. I'm gonna be the first one to declare, guys, because I think one of the things. Oh, hello, everyone. I know I just started and I'm talking. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. I'm Rami Chweni, and Timmy's busy trying to take a picture of me.
Because you're wearing what regali of a certain party.
He's touched in my studio.
No, don't get touched in your studio. I'm wearing my ANC overalls, guys, if you need to know.
And she's like looking so fabulous.
And it looks fabulous. It's got a beautiful shape. It's got beautiful everything. I've had it for years. And today I felt like wearing a onesie, and this was the one that was clean. I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to wear it. I'm not going to be answering any questions.
So since you have too many onesies, ANC.
No, I actually don't have too many of them.
Guys, you should actually see Tumi's face. He looks very disturbed. Like,
I don't care. I don't care. But guys, I need to take people back. All right. Can we go back to VBS as you were talking about?
I think
it.
It's key. Please,
VBS is key. Point number one: I am a client of VBS. Yes. I bank with VBS.
Let's just give them free advertising, man. Come on. Yes. Tell us about them.
I bank with VBS, and I'll tell you why I bank with VBS.
Yes.
I've had your so-called mainstream banks. Mm-hmm. I've been banking with some of the mainstream banks.
Yeah.
But the level of service that I got compared to what VBS gave me, it is completely insane.
Yeah.
Those guys, they know what they're doing. Yes, they might be smaller than everything because like the Rivonia branch is not like a walk-in where there are like a whole lot of consultants. It's more like an office with consultants there and a couple of managers there. So it's like you're walking into an office park and then you can get you can do your logons. You can get your cards. You can open your account there. Just like as you would go to any
normal
consultant.
Functioning bank.
It is a normal functioning bank.
Interesting.
And people don't know that VBS I know it was made famous by that infamous loan, the 7.8 million loan that was given to the president.
With no proof.
But VBS has been around for more than 20 years.
Yes. It's Look, I'm not disputing that they're a valid bank or that I'm not. I'm just saying that there's now word on the street that needs to be looked into and investigated.
Yes. Now that I am a client.
Schoolers, they sent
all their clients mail.
Really?
Saying.
Yes.
And I will read some of it as soon as I find it, because it was sent after those allegations were made.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, people get to understand, because there's some things that mainstream banks are up to that you guys don't even know. I think I know.
We know certain things that we won't go and record on. But I agree with you.
Yeah.
We must call out crap for what it is.
Yeah.
And more importantly, we must talk about alternatives for young, emerging business people, the youth and the likes. And really, VBS, if it offers a solution, why not? And let's know more about them. Remember, our WhatsApp line is 079-748-2090. Send us your WhatsApp and let's have a chat about anything.
Call us in as well on 0861-555-189. We'd love to hear your views.
Yeah, and you can tweet me at Dumisole.
At @handful_K.
And at Rami Training.
So, Madam ANC Wanzi, what's happening in your party?
No, but today we're not going to talk about the
party. I'm just asking, now that you're wearing ANC regalia.
But I told you why I am actually wearing this regalia.
Okay, what's happening in the country insofar as you are concerned?
I think it's actually a very great time to be alive,
okay,
to be quite honest, because I think in a way there's a whole lot of correction that needs to be done, and there's a whole lot of work that needs to be revisited, and a cleanup is imminent, like as in ASAP, as soon as we can, as soon as possible.
Is there a cleanup happening?
I'm saying it is. It is in the pipeline.
Really?
Do you understand? But I mean, being the major party, you know, obviously all eyes are on the party.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that we, you know, the people there who cannot think for themselves, who cannot see what is happening. But then I'm not a politician. I would like to get there and have the language and the nitty-gritty of it and, you know, and just get there in the picture. But to be quite honest, I think, you know, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
And I'm saying it in very general terms.
Yeah.
I'm saying this in very general terms. But everything evolves. Everything has a beginning. Everything has an ending.
Yeah.
And then it is up to us to choose whether are we going to run away from it or are we going to choose to stay and learn from it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what will distinguish if people are men of their word or if they're like made of standard stuff. But I think this is a very much needed transition. Whether it's with the ANC or what it could have been with the apartheid government, they also had that thing
where it
had to happen.
No, absolutely. You know?
And I think people are not idiots.
Indeed.
But you know, and it doesn't matter how you liked your favorite pair of shoes, but they will run out in the long run, and you might have to go buy yourself a new pair of shoes or trade those in. But you need to get something. But it moves. If we didn't have these kind of problems in the ANC, we'd be lying to ourselves.
No,
you
true.
Know, no party, irrespective of whether it's the DA, the EF, it doesn't matter which party we're talking about.
Yeah,
but
all
of them,
problems.
They all have the problems that they need to work on and sort out. You know, and then with the ANC being the bigger party, I mean, we cannot dispute the effect of the bigger spotlight that is sitting on them.
Yeah.
And
how because be at the expense of other people.
No,
of
I
the
hear
nation.
Exactly, but I hear what you're saying, and I'm not defending anything. I am honestly not defending anything because people will be treating it's like, oh, they paid her to say all this stuff. No, guys,
no.
It is absolutely not like that. It is absolutely not like that. I mean, for instance, as much as the all eyes are on the ANC.
Yes.
I think the political arena, the South African political arena, all in all, is on a verge of a serious shakedown and a changeover. I mean, look at the problems that are happening with the DA as well.
Indeed.
You know, And who would have thought?
The DA is so perfect,
if you know what I mean.
They've made us believe that they're perfect, exactly. and they're not. Yes, but what is important, in my view, is, you know, these things that are happening in the country affect us, all of us, youth, the old age, and people who ordinarily would not have a voice. And I think it's very important. I think you touched on something important to say, you know, political parties go through an evolution.
Yeah.
Someone on WhatsApp says, Dumelang, whatever cleanup is happening, Zuma and everyone who broke the laws of the Republic must account. And someone says, Oscar Kwala Kantle, please, we need to know what is happening in the country and talk to us about it, regardless of ANC or EFF. And I think that's quite true.
But are they saying who mustn't kwalala them Kantle?
I don't know. I think whoever sent the WhatsApp of Kwala Kantle, do tell us more.
Who are they referring to?
And who are you guys referring to?
Yeah. You know, I was going to read the VBS letter and I actually realized how long it is.
You are clear. Can just give us the gist.
Yeah, but they're basically saying, you know what, Mutual Bank is the only fully black empowered financial institution. We all know that.
That's key.
Put the registration and all of that. It is therefore in the interest of transparency and ensuring that the South African public is correctly informed that the board of VBS has decided to make all of its engagements with Prasa publicly known.
Great.
We emphasize that while the details of all our transactions are confidential, we run a transparent and compliant financial institution. Welcome the opportunity to demonstrate how we have created a respectable financial institution that is nationally recognized and is a formidable competitor to the 8 finance houses in the country, said VBS Board Chairman Mr. Chifiwa Madodzi.
Yeah.
Okay, so they say it's registered and all of that, and then furthermore, it's important to note that according to Section 31.2 of 2 of PFMA Treasury Regulation on Bank and Investment states that I'll just grab a few, that the bank is registered with the South African Registrar of Banks, that the bank is a member of, sponsored by a member of payments association, whatever, contracting by the bank with persons or categories of persons historically disadvantaged by unfair discrimination on the basis of race, gender, or disability, and the cost of effectiveness. And then they say they are all compliant with above. And then now they get into the thing. For the record, prior to the commencement of any engagement with VBS, Prasa's cash account deposit facilities were earning an average interest of 6.25% as per 2015/16 financial statements. And Prasa had 13 billion invested with the 4 major SA banking institutions in various facilities. Well, it's not just VBS.
Of course. And what we've been sold, however,
it's just,
you know,
VBS suddenly got a hand
and got a loan.
The difference in interest rates offered by VBS in comparison to the current interest rates offered to Prasa by other financial institutions amount to an increase of income for Prasa of more than 18 million. I just saw so many zeros. I was like, what number is this? Yeah, it's 18 million rand per annum. So VBS has been negotiating with Prasa for a deposit since November 2017, which culminated in an engagement with National Treasury. Yeah. Both engagements are still ongoing. We are concerned that this has been leaked to the media before the National Treasury engagements and Prasa's own board processes are completed. Furthermore, of greater concern to VBS, a similar malicious article was published. Yeah, then they get into...
Okay.
They're basically saying that whole 13 billion rand story, it is completely false.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And it's very important because the narrative is always important. So one of our listeners who spoke about Kwala Kontle, he says, in the sense that Ramaphosa and his friends are not saying anything of value, Babu Agadi general terms, they must say exactly what's afoot, what are they saying to Zuma, what he's saying, what's next, even confirming that they're in talks to have him gone and is enough. And I agree. I mean, what the South African public has been left with is basically more questions than answers.
Well, which is true. Unfortunately, we're all sitting here as public, as
lame
the public.
Lame ducks. Lame ducks. You can't make a decision about anything.
I think the
anything.
Three of us as well, in studio, we're also waiting to hear what is going on. And until somebody tells us something concrete, we just have to wait it out, just as the hashtag country duty.
Yes.
I'm going to sleep, guys. You guys can be watching.
I think it's safe to say, now that they said they will talk to us from the 17th to the 18th again and give us an update, that man is not going anywhere anytime soon. And it may well require a change of tact and plan to have him removed. But what do you think of the fake news tweets that were doing around yesterday regarding Russia and stuff?
It was expected.
That was so funny. That was so funny.
And the way everybody just jumped onto it and nobody confirmed. They confirmed after posting and putting it out into the public.
Yes. No,
then they confirmed.
The
then they
news.
Come back. Yes.
On the news.
They come back afterwards. They're like, no, sorry, we hadn't confirmed. We only just confirmed now. And you're like, hold on.
Yeah.
At such a volatile time in the country,
we shouldn't be
how do you
like
do
this?
Stuff
do
without
like
confirmation?
Verifying and confirming. I mean, I think one of the jabs that I saw on Twitter was going to Komzwane Lemanyi when he was like, now ANN7 didn't report that.
Oh, like, but we looked at it.
Listen.
Here's this thing.
Oh, gosh. And but they went in on
and,
him.
And they're right. Because I think, you know, if the likes of him and as an editor, before you go on the defense or attack mode, you also just look at stuff. You say, guys, what is it that we've done? Are we also part of it or otherwise? I saw it also on ANN7 because it's always, for me, provided me some comic relief. More importantly, they've always had some inside story about what's breaking or not.
Yeah,
they know the news.
And when they spoke about Putin, I was like, listen, this guy, you know, and you know, but Twitter has always provided people with content, mm-hmm. and the memes were quite funny. And they've been at it. And it is what it is. Now that we're talking.
Okay, sorry, before we move away from that, I just wanted to say we also need to be careful, okay? I think we are also our own worst enemies.
Yeah.
And when I say worst enemies, I'm actually talking more about black Twitter than South African Twitter.
Correct.
Okay? Because I remember somebody tweeted and say, why is it that when you get a black service provider and then they don't deliver, or black companies are like that.
It's expected.
But then if it is not a black company and it is another race, or let's just say it's white, Inje, because, I mean, after all, we know what we're talking about. We're all frank here.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is a white company, we just go like, ish, you know. I suppose that's how businesses operate. Do you understand? Look at how this whole VBS story, and I'm not saying that I'm not a member of anything Yako VBS.
And they're not paying you to say this.
They're not paying me to say this.
Yes, please.
But look in light of VBS, they now they've issued a statement. In fact, these guys, they bank with all major banks.
Of course. Yeah.
But guess which bank they went for?
Yeah.
You know, the fully black owned bank. And we are all going like, ha! Muslim might as well Prasa be owning the whole of
the
VBS.
Whole thing. Yeah.
And we even forget how old the bank is, how old is Prasa, and how old is the relationship that they've started.
Indeed.
And they were graceful enough to send a letter stating and explaining the situation.
No, so is it black Twitter or is it media? Is it black Twitter or is it media?
Even media, because don't forget that.
Because for black Twitter to go and react, they react from what they read in media.
But then also don't forget how media use Twitter stories to make articles.
That's true.
A lot.
And
it is so
dangerous.
As a source.
No, they
Twitter.
Do.
And they do it all the
more
time.
More importantly, they don't even
all the time.
Quote the people who said it. They run it as a story.
Listen, if it's Advocate Barry Roo, man's not Barry Roo, and then he says something. Now, this whole thing, that's the news we've been running about.
This
look at the case of Senzo Meiwa.
Yeah.
We've been running on it because he cracked that thing.
And I think
but
it's then, a very important one.
And
it must be solved.
And then all of a sudden, journalists are inboxing him to now
tell
say,
us, give
this
us
is
more.
What we know. This is what we know. This is what we know. So they do it all the time.
Madness.
And now, I am saying we are our worst enemies sometimes because we don't know the facts. Everyone is just running around in circles. And it's not just politically.
Yeah.
It's even with it's financially, it's socially, it's everything you can think of. So I was just saying before I sidetracked is that I bank with VBS, I bank with FNB. I didn't get a letter from FNB stating their situation with Prasa.
Of course, and that's the thing. Because
and that's the thing.
And it's accepted and it's normal.
And everybody's fine with it.
And it's madness.
And
we
it's
need
madness.
Consistency
Why?
And we need
Why
to know
are they
what
not
is happening.
Because you know what? They're protected.
And while you add it, VetsSRC has just inboxed me. They apologize humbly. They have an urgent matter that they have to handle. It's very sensitive. They can't say much. And it's been like this since Monday. We note your apology, VetsSRC. And we appreciate you having told us this, but you know, I'm sure we can do better, and we wish you everything of the best regarding the matter that you guys are handling. We have a caller. Yep. Hi, caller. How are you?
Hello?
Things of English. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Hi, welcome.
Thank you very much. This is Sanjay. I'm talking to the best FRC spokesperson.
Yeah, but brother, finally. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it, man.
I'm sorry. FRC is very sorry for not coming to the show today. Something came up, like it's a very sensitive issue that we're trying to handle and actually fix right now.
Thanks for calling in. As I said, I just saw your DM and I just read it live. I think we understand that. I mean, we also appreciate the confidentiality around it. We obviously would have appreciated if it was earlier, but I'm glad that we can now effectively set the record straight that you guys are tied up. We appreciate it, but we'd still like to have you on the show to discuss funding solutions.
We still want to be on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you available next week?
Yes, we are available next week.
Okay.
Same on a Wednesday, same time.
Absolutely.
Yes, 7 to 8 next week. And let's start getting questions from students and all affected parties, and we can have a meaningful show.
Yeah, no issue.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. We appreciate your call and keep well. And as I said, everything of the best with what has currently occurred at VITS.
Okay.
All right. And we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Cheers,
man. Thank you.
Cheers. You see, people who actually realize that, you know, they have to be accountable and let people know what has happened. Rami, we will tweet this, but we got a call from the VITS SRC spokesperson. They've humbly apologized for not being on the show. We think it's a valid reason. We don't know what's sensitive, but they are more than happy to really come onto the show and discuss funding solutions. While at it, we then ask our listeners and people on WhatsApp to start, you know, preparing questions on funding and if there are solutions and what is it that we could do differently to assist students in need and come up with mechanisms to take South Africa forward. I think we probably should play a song.
Viva my friend. This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back.
Yay. I love that song.
I know.
That's Brenda Fassie. You were
killing it on soprano there, you know. And you were very clear.
Oh, what a song.
It's a proper throwback, man.
It is, definitely.
And I think it's also fitting, given the current state of affairs as well, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, rest in peace, Aus Brenda.
Yeah, no, she
and
did well.
Yeah, we will always be comforted by her music as well.
Definitely.
Guys, so we have a tweet that came in from Teboho Munso on Twitter. She says, we do have a sort of self-hate as people. We protect the non-black companies before we protect the black companies. The brainwashing is deep. And she has hashtagged Country Duty and tagged Country Duty ZA. And I think it speaks to what you were saying,
Mihore. Yeah, definitely.
When it comes to what is reported or what is spoken about and what we attack or tackle, it's always the black companies or the black state of affairs that is always taken. It's corrupt. It's what we were expecting. You know, we weren't expecting anything better out of them. Instead of trying to promote the good side of it, we're always shining the spotlight on the failures.
Yeah, on the failures. And I think, you know, like she's saying, when she says, like, you know, the brainwash is so deep, it will take quite some time for us to come out of that and to actually just fix that, to be quite honest.
It will.
Because, I mean, even now, there are companies that retailers who have opened malls go lockshin, okay?
Yeah.
Because now, if you keep money within the community, you know, then it generates, like, there's more empowerment, job opportunities, and all of that.
Yeah.
But you know that people who would gladly leave, like someone who lives in Pimville, okay? They will leave Maponya Mall behind to come and shop Kosenten. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not saying shopping at these exclusive boutiques. Like, leave a Pick and Pay. Leave a Pick and Pay. Go Maponya and go to the Pick and Pay in Twili. But it's because we always think, Kore,
those ones are better.
Those ones are better.
Yeah.
And also, the flip side of that is that even when we think those ones are better, but now the people who also work in our community, retail stores and all of that. They're so demoralized because they can see that no one has confidence in them. That is why we always have like such bad service.
Yeah.
And then like it's like we just like
so the fighting anger with and the anger, attitude
it keeps bouncing back from
the
them
providers.
To us. You know, you try and play in them into a plastic. You know, and then if it's someone else, they'll be like, afternoon, ma'am, would you like her bag?
And,
you know what I mean?
Right, Rami.
You
know? I think it's very unfortunate.
Guys, there is so much. There's so much for us to work on. There is so much for us to just to just go deep. And it goes beyond what you can see with a human eye.
Yeah.
And this has had such an impacting ripple effect on us economically, socially, goodness, got everything emotionally, like even intellectually. We've been made so insecure. We've been made so unstable.
But it comes back to goes back to black pride. You know, like for many and. It's the craziest thing. It's the craziest thing because as black people, we're the majority. Our voice should be stronger and louder.
Yeah.
Yet whenever we speak up on black pride, the response or the fight back, which should not be there, from white people, is so much louder than the sound of the black pride.
Yeah.
So you'll get your people be like, for example, if somebody graduates and you want to go out and say black excellence and black pride, then somebody will say something stupid like, so if I graduate, does that mean it's white excellence and white pride? And you're like, no.
No.
Stop it. You've had your time to shine. It's our turn to shine.
Yeah,
I don't understand why it's taking so much when we are the majority. We are we should be the louder voice because there's more of us.
True.
And Africans are loud.
So
our black pride should already be at a place where 22 years down the line or 24.
Yeah. But then you know what it is? Can I tell you what it is as well? Is that as much as we'll hit obstacles all the time, because let me tell you something. You know, when someone realizes their capacity, when someone realizes their potential, and then they want to break out, there will always be someone trying to say to them, no, you're not going to make it. Now, what we need to do is to keep pushing.
Absolutely.
Which is why I'm not for people who are busy trashing other people's successes. We want to see them. We need to magnify and say, look at Kanyidomo, look at Vasitsana, look at so-and-so, and have names out there that we look at. And you know how Americans kind of, they haven't gotten it right, but they're a couple of steps ahead.
Indeed.
Where you get someone, I mean, everyone looks at Oprah, they're like thinking this could be the next president. Look at how they like still marvel at the grace that was Barack Obama.
Right.
You know, and they've got names and names and names, you know, have monuments, have streets, have bricks on the floor, have conversations, go to children's schools, go motivate from primary school, show them stars, show them successful business people and say, listen, these are your people, this is your tribe,
indeed,
and this is where you come from, and you're exactly like them,
you know,
and you can do bigger and better and greater things.
SG, I think what's important, however, is these things are happening on Twitter. And it's important. I mean, if you look at Kamanga's time,
he
puts up proper tweets. He says this is what it is, and I think it's amazing and it's important.
Exactly.
And we ask, I mean, to our listeners that these things must come up more, and let's celebrate ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and we have each other, and it's our time, and really, this is not us, you know, casting race or otherwise, but from people who've been excluded in the mainstream, I think we can do best and really cherish each other and do the best.
Yeah.
So let's keep celebrating these youngsters. I mean, you'd have seen some tweets about a black-owned pilot company, young on Twitter who have just established and they're looking at
they're
it.
They're like private jets.
And,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important,
it
especially
is.
Given the
it
history
is.
Where,
I
you know,
that.
Pilots are not really.
And those are the same ones
color.
Who said, listen, invite us to your schools. We'd like to
this
talk to the youth
thing.
For free.
This is exactly what we were saying, you know, because I mean, I remember last year 702 had the Impokoto talk, and I was there, you know. And one of the things that one of the panelists on there was Pearl Tusi, and the one thing that she said that always stuck with me till this day is that the people who have made it, the black successful women or the black successful men as well, when they speak, they only speak of their successes. Yeah. So they don't go back and tell people, Jorge, listen,
where
I didn't wake up and then
from?
I was rich and famous.
Yes.
No, I had my battles. I had to fight this kind of thing. So that the people who are still working their way up to where they are or to be where they want to be, where those people are, know that it's not a smooth sailing road, you know. So that when they face those challenges, nabo they will know what Eshkana Usra Milena, when she was starting out in the business, in the acting industry, this is what
struggled.
She had to face.
Definitely.
This is what she had to do, so that they can. I know lots of people who are, like somebody very close to me as well, who is trying to make it into the acting industry.
Yeah.
But this person has decided, Jorge, no, you know what, because I've got everything and, you know, I did all of this stuff, I'm not going to go and do your menial,
extra.
No.
Yeah.
And your adverts. No.
Yeah.
What Gena and go to an audition and she's going to be a presenter.
She's
going to be.
You know, but you know what? Well, it's not impossible.
It's not impossible, but at the same time,
you
also need to know.
Sometimes you need to know what you're supposed to be doing. Because let me tell you something. Now, when I started acting in 1993, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, we were in the trenches somewhere, you know.
When I started acting in 1993, okay, the first time I didn't know I was going to do an extra job. I was going to be an extra. Listen, I didn't even know, Hori, when they say come tomorrow for a casting, like they want you the way you are. I didn't sleep that night. I went and sat on top of a crate, Co Pritchard Street.
Mm.
Put braids in my hair so that when I show up on TV the following day,
great.
I am looking great. And when they get there, like, which one are you? I'm like, no, I was here yesterday. But then, why do you have braids? We liked you with your normal hair, the one that you had. I was like, no, I thought since I was going to be on TV, whatever. Anyway, to cut a long story short, then we start acting. And then we are sitting there for hours and hours. 2 minutes later, they come. Yeah, you come. You sit there, pretend like you're drinking, whatever. But because I knew, then I had not even done anything. I wasn't equipped or anything. But because I knew what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be, I said, I remember I left that day. I worked that day. And then when they said, you guys must come back tomorrow, I excused myself and said, no, I am not coming back.
Yeah.
And then the director was not impressed with me. No, not even the director, the AD. It's like, I'm not impressed with you. What? Who do you think you are? I'm like, no. I'm an actress. I will not be an extra. That's not where I'm going. Because I felt that since I've been acting since 10 years old, even though it wasn't in front of the TV, I felt that I had been an extra all my life. So now I wanted the limelight.
So you had the experience.
And
now you want the
guys,
main thing.
I've been an extra only that once.
Yeah.
And never have I been an extra again. But then those cases are so rare. Some people need to go through
the long haul.
I remember today when we were shooting at work for the Queen, there's this beautiful girl. I mean, there were about 20 extras, but there's this one who came up to me and said, you know what, I'm actually not even looking to be an extra. Being an actress is my passion, and this and this and this. And after she told me that, as they were blocking us, and they're like, okay, so when Tigom, you get to speak to this lady and whatever, I was like, they picked another lady. I'm like, no, I want that one. So that a bit of spotlight can be on her, so that when the episode airs, they can say, like, oh, we saw you.
Girl?
You were talking to Tigom, kind of a thing. She wasn't just in the background having a glass of champagne.
Al-Kumrahu,
understand?
You know?
But because of how she spoke and what she said she wanted to do. And I think these are the things that we need to.
But she stuck her foot in the door.
Exactly. But you see, once you stuck your foot in the door,
don't
just leave your foot there. Push hard enough so that your whole body can go through.
The whole body goes in.
And after your whole body goes in, hold the handle on the other side so that a few can come in with you.
You know, that's the thing, man. People
we
will
have
make it
to.
And then after that, the next thing,
we have to.
And they need to also put in and talk to and have calls.
Yeah. You know, but you have to open those channels. You have to open those opportunities. Like even on Twitter, be like, hey, let's open up the industry. It's not going to be as easy like that. I'm not going to be like, oh, listen, there's this role, come through. But when I know that, you know, when they say we are looking for this character, you're like, ah, guys, I know who can clap that.
Yeah.
And you suggest that person and they get them in. And when that person comes in, they deliver, you know. Those are the things that we're talking about. You don't overreach. You don't get someone who you know they're not going to be able to deliver the job.
Yeah.
But indeed, just because, like, nah, if I get offered a job somewhere, whether it be a corporate gig, whether I'm singing with the band, or I'm using tracks, if I'm not available, I'm shooting, or I have a voiceover. Mm-hmm. As soon as I say, I'm not available, I go, but I can suggest someone. Please call so and so.
Yeah.
So that we can, you know. But
so it's
the
not
work
just a hashtag.
Yeah, it's
on
not
Twitter.
Like, I'm not available. No.
It's it's something that actually goes, you actioning out whatever
it
is.
So guys, we have a lot of work, and I don't think we need to put too much pressure on ourselves. Yes. Guys, this is still a healing process. Mm. I think it would be unfair of us to expect us to have turned out perfectly already like this. We are still learning. We are finding our feet. This freedom thing, it just wasn't given on the platter and say, like, there you go. We're still trying to maneuver around it. We're still trying to see how to work with it.
I feel like
how
we're at a standstill, though.
You know, it's supposed to feel like that. It's supposed, that's the journey of it all. Can I tell you something?
No.
Some of
no,
us here. Wait. 30 seconds. No, 30 seconds. But what I wanted to say is that, to me,
yes,
right now where we are, we're talking about 24 years of democracy.
I'm just kidding. Right?
Yeah. 24 years of democracy and all of that. But I can tell you right now, Kore, the fruit of this freedom, the fruit of the revolution, however far back it started, only our great, great children will get the full might of it.
But we must make it worth it for
no,
them.
No, I understand.
And
but that's what I'm saying.
We
are saying, but besides, but then we are also being impatient because we want it for us. Guys, for us, no, forget it. Right now we keep fighting.
Okay,
we keep fighting.
End,
no, no,
anyway,
for us
not,
we keep fighting.
Not,
yeah.
For us
we keep fighting.
Because we
but we're
on
fighting
the
for the exactly
from
for the
Wale, I guess.
Yeah.
But right now, honestly, Osrami, I feel like Generation X or Generation Y.
Yeah.
Generation Y just is just like
There's something that I just want to bring to your attention. I know we're discussing serious issues.
Yeah.
This week, next week, give Valem Times.
Valem Times.
Do you have a date?
No, I don't have a date. I'm actually working on Valem Times.
Okay.
And I think at work they did it on purpose because they were like, yeah, which are these single ones? They made all the single people work. I don't have Valentine's plans. I've never done Valentine's anyway. Okay. And yeah, so I'm not bothered by Valentine's.
Do you have a Valentine's date?
Who's your Valentine's date, say?
Ah, no.
He's got a
you know,
wife. That's the
one
only
and
one.
Hey,
Sole.
She's the Valentine's and has been. Who's your Valentine's? What are you doing on Valentine's?
Am I not going to be here?
Of course we're here, but I'm talking about
I'm definitely
you
gonna
during
be
the
here.
Day.
No, during the day I'm just going to be doing my normal stuff, man. I'm going to be
Valentine. Okay. So I hear you. I think what's important, however, we must spread love. And while we were talking about promoting black businesses and all those other things, I think we must start now and talking about black love. And I think black love is very important.
Yep.
And black appreciation, those type of things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, to our listeners, I think it would be great that we start not only on Valentine's, but now to start talking about couples, love and stuff. And even
true
if it's not couples, more importantly,
Bona Magazine did that
this
thing.
Is the thing.
True Love Magazine did that 100%. As well, black love. And there's something that Mpoma Wei is doing as well on Instagram and Twitter, which is absolutely beautiful. Celebrating love and all of
but
that.
But we do appreciate just that the thing called Twitter is hectic.
Yeah.
You sit there with black love and you think you are with the one, and then, you know, Twitter CSI is on your case. But I think it shouldn't take away what effectively is important, and it's love, and it's saying it's possible. And I think someone was running that on Twitter, and you maybe heard it's in Paul and the like, but we need to see more of that and ensure that we push positivity, because we can do it, and it's done, and it's possible.
And self-love again.
Self-love too.
Love is the best.
Absolutely.
Self-love is the best.
So it's not about Lerato, but just appreciation. Appreciation of us being doing things to the right and to the left.
Yeah, guys, let's keep it tight. Let's keep it together, and I think we can do some beautiful things, man. But
yes.
I think more belief in ourselves, more confidence. The struggle will always continue. It doesn't stop.
Aluda.
It will never stop.
Aluda
continua.
Indeed.
It doesn't matter where we are, guys. We keep pushing. We keep pushing until we get it right. Even if it means to the point of death, but we need to do it.
100%.
Yeah.
Please follow us on Twitter at Dumisole.
@handful_k
@Rami Training
@CountryGTZA.
Indeed. Thanks for listening. It's been great. And catch you at Valentine's. Start sending your tweets to Valentine's. And if you have a crush, tell us. We'll read it out. Yeah.
Let's make it fun. Let's make it fun. Let's have fun. Yeah. Absolutely. Good night.
This is CliffCentral.com.